Have you ever thought, I'd like to have more confidence? If yes, then this episode is for you. And it is for me as well, because I have many times thought the exact same thing. Welcome to Personal Development Mastery Podcast, episode 397. And this is the first episode out of a special 4-week series on confidence. Today, I would like to share some of my thoughts on confidence. And really, if you think about it, confidence is one of the most important and desirable traits that someone can have, isn't it? And let me begin by saying, when we say confidence, self-confidence is trusting in ourselves. As a matter of fact, the word confidence comes from a Latin word which means to have full trust or reliance. So when we are self-confident, it means that we fully trust and rely on ourselves. And one thing we must understand about confidence is that it's not something that you either have or you haven't, or that some people have confidence and others not. Confidence really depends on what it is that we are discussing. For example, I'm confident to record this podcast right now, but if you ask me to record myself showing off my dance moves, I would not be confident at all. So confidence completely depends. So today I would like to help clarify a little bit what confidence is, and more importantly, how to improve it, and practically. So I will share with you what confidence is, in my point of view anyway, and also what is the only way anyone can improve their confidence. And then I will share 3 actionable insights that, if they resonate with you, I invite you to use them. And let's begin with what confidence is. Confidence is a learnable skill. Confidence is a learnable skill. It can be cultivated, it can be practiced, it can be improved. It's not a matter of having it or not having it. And as a matter of fact, to acquire the confidence to do something, there is a certain process which Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach calls the 4 C's of confidence. And this is how everyone, everywhere grows. And the 4 C's are commitment, courage, capability, confidence. So initially, it starts with the commitment to face the uncertainty and take the action that might lead to discomfort. But once you make the commitment to take the action that takes you out of your comfort zone, you encounter fear. And the way to overcome this fear is by showing courage. Courage is taking action in spite of fear. And if you think about it, that's the only time when you need courage. It's when there is fear involved. Otherwise, there is no need for courage. So commitment creates the courage needed to step out of your comfort zone and to make the jump, metaphorically speaking. I remember a few years ago when I had done a public speaking intensive training for 5 days. And when I returned from that, shortly afterwards, I was offered to deliver a public speech in front of an audience of 50 people at a networking event in the town I was living at that time. That took commitment, because that was something that would take me out of my comfort zone very much, and it did. But I committed and agreed to deliver the speech, and then the courage came naturally as a result of this, because I had a date set to for the speech, for the event, and then I had some time for me to prepare and practice. So once I stepped on that stage, and that was my very first public speech in front of 50 people or so, once I stepped on that stage, I realized that the fear had gone. And that's when, in the terms of what we are discussing today, acquired the confidence of speaking in front of people. So bringing back to what I was saying about the four C's, the commitment, courage, capability, and confidence, once we do have the courage to step out of our comfort zone, we acquire the capability. And when you have a new capability that creates confidence, now you are confident because you have done it. And I will ask you here to think about a time in your own life when you weren't confident at something. However, you had committed to do it and you had the courage to take action out of your comfort zone. And that led you to capabilities that allowed you to be confident at that. So think about the time that you weren't confident at something and then you became, and see how much of this process applies also to your experience of how confidence works. And I will close this by saying that once we have confidence, then it's like a cycle restarting, or better than a cycle, a spiral. We're going back to seemingly the beginning, but it's not exactly the beginning, and that's why a spiral is better than the cycle. So we go back and we recommit. We take our existing newfounded confidence and we are putting more courage in and creating further capability and further confidence. So these were the four C's of confidence: commitment, courage, capability, confidence. And to these four C's of Dan Sullivan, I would add two more C's of my own: curiosity and consistency. And curiosity first, because in order to commit and do something, you will follow a calling of some sort, or an idea, or something. That's how we commit. That's how I commit personally. So following that curiosity, that initial curiosity, will allow you to start that process of confidence by committing to what you're going to do next. And I also had the C of consistency, because it is an ongoing process, confidence. It is, and I'm trying to explain this as clearly as I can, it is not a now I am confident and it is finished. It's not on and off. It is a process, a spiral of growing and evolving. So in that way, consistency is very important, because the moment you stop working your spiral of growth upwards, then the spiral goes downwards. And that's the natural tendency of things. Things will go downwards. They will be drawn by gravity down to earth. We have to maintain energy to remain above and go higher. So I hope this explanation gives you some insights on how does the process of confidence works, and you can reflect on your own experience and see how much relates and in what ways. And with this, I will conclude the first episode of a special 4-week series on confidence. Tune in next Thursday, where I will share with you 3 simple techniques that are very useful in increasing your confidence. And if you like this kind of episode, let me know. I would love to go into more depth on topics like this. Until next time, stand out. Don't fit in,
Thank you.